Hello,
Morning!
welcome
Had a bit
back
of a
to
voice
the
break then.
podcast. Yeah, I need to cough.
Go crazy. It's feeling like it was a bit of a mellow start, that wasn't it? Yeah.
Hello, morning,
Hello.
good morning. Hello, welcome back to the
Yeah,
podcast.
it feels like only 20 weeks ago that we were back.
Where's that come from?
Ah, shoot me. It's not even the right saying. I'm pretty sure it's 40 winks.
Oh, people are like just going for their 40
Yeah,
winks.
just gave my
I thought
40
you said
winks.
20 weeks. I was like, what the hell has 20 weeks got to do with anything?
Anyway, it feels like it was only yesterday when we were doing this, but here
No,
we
I feel
go
like we haven't been here in
again. Oh,
ages.
really? I feel like it was
Yeah,
very
I feel like it's
recent.
been a lot more like 400 winks.
Wow, 400 winks.
So, guys, welcome back. And in what's been going on? Emily went to Rome.
Yes, I've been to Rome. You've been to
Yes, I went
Spain.
to Malaga. Been working.
Yeah, life has been
Yeah,
lifing.
being ill.
Yeah, you've been particularly ill.
Yes, I was. Oh gosh, that was my
What?
ankle then.
Wow, it was a
Sorry.
clunk.
I had this like weird cold thing like a month ago. Got shook it off. Went to Malaga. Got back ill again. Really sore throat. And then last weekend woke over.
Woke over.
Woke up on Saturday morning. I had a couple of drinks the night before, so I was slightly hungover, ill again. Like, it was horrific.
I've got some information for you on that. A lady at work told me today she's been really ill for the past week. She ended up going to the doctor's because she had lost her voice and was like being sick, so extreme version. She's got influenza B. Apparently, it's going round and it's an extreme version of the flu.
See, I think I'm being a bit dramatic. I had a cold. Like,
So you don't think you've got influenza
No, definitely
B?
didn't have influenza B. I had a blocked nose, my body aches, I had a headache, I
Ah,
had a few solid nights' sleep, and I was fine.
right. Okay,
Yeah,
I
I feel so
retract my
much better.
statement.
Yeah, this weekend I am
Yeah, it is a
sleeping.
weekend of rest this
It's a
weekend.
weekend, it's like a Sunday weekend.
Sunday funday. Yeah,
Yeah,
just another manic Monday.
just another manic Monday. So let's kick off. Emily, what is your want
My
this
want
week?
this week is a new tracksuit. Now, I haven't researched them yet, but I'm just a bit bored of non. I have lots of hoodies, but I don't have many joggers, and none of them match. So I'd quite like a combo tracksuit.
Yeah, that's actually quite similar to mine.
Oh, go on.
Well, I just you saying that, I mean, I don't think I actually own a tracksuit, maybe one. I'm not really a tracksuit
No, you're not
person,
really.
but I have some multiple pairs of really comfortable wide leg trousers, and they're like jogger trousers, comfy trousers that you can wear casually, but also in bed.
Yeah.
And basically, some of mine are quite dirty now, and they're a bit rotten because I've worn them every day for the past 2 years. So I lived in them in college, basically. So I need to get some new ones.
Yeah, switch it up, replace them.
Yeah,
These were from Zara and
they
they're
look
very
nice.
comfortable. Very nice, would
Yeah, they're good,
recommend.
very
But
nice.
also Boohoo, I feel are quite good.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Think it's finding some good ones because you want them to be thick
Yeah,
and
ASOS
soft.
maybe.
Yeah.
There is a bit, it's a bit of a minefield going on ASOS though.
With all the different
Yeah, there's a
brands.
lot going on there.
Yeah. And you put one thing into search and like 40,000 results and you're like,
Yeah,
oh, so
exactly.
many pairs of
You
grey
can't really
joggers.
scroll through that.
No.
Anyway, my obsession this week is watching back concert videos. I was
Really?
watching the Joe Bros videos today.
Oh.
Just because I saw a Joe Bros TikTok and I thought, you know, I'm gonna watch some Joe Bros videos. And then kept scrolling, got to Lee's, was watching some Fred Again videos.
Oh,
Just think it's a
lovely.
really enjoyable activity. Just was
Nice.
quite more enjoyable than scrolling through TikTok.
Yeah, that is enjoyable.
Yeah. You?
My obsession at the moment is I've got this phone charm, which I'm quite enjoying.
Yes.
I took it off actually this
Oh,
morning.
did you? I think you need to shorten the black string.
It's very
It is
long.
very
That's
long.
the only downside. It's very long. But it's actually very handy. It's a bit
Yeah.
of an eyesore, but it is very
No, I
handy.
don't think so. It's quite pretty. For a bit of a description, it's gold with some colourful beads on.
Yes, with this hoop and like black thing, and then it attaches to the bottom of my phone.
Yeah.
It's very hand. Oh, sorry, I'm getting a phone call.
Oh, hell.
So, yeah, it's nice, just a bit long.
Yeah, I think that's okay.
So handy, though, like, you know, when you lose your phone in your bag, and then I'm looking now and I pull the chain out. And also, like, when you've got so much in your hands and you're struggling to fit your phone in as well.
Yeah, just in loop the pile, your arm through.
Just hold on with, like, your pinky onto the thing, and it's great.
Wow, so it's pretty strong.
Oh, it is quite strong. Yesterday I was swinging my phone around on it. It's very strong. The only annoying thing is a bit long, a bit blingy.
A tad, I guess.
Yeah.
Still enjoyable.
Yes, very enjoyable.
Very nice. Recommendation, Modern Family. I've got my sister hooked on Modern Family at the minute, and she's never watched it before. So she's really enjoying watching it, and I just think everybody should go and watch it. It's so good. Such an easy watch. And it's just really enjoyable. Would watch it if you haven't. Or re-watch it if you have.
I've never watched it.
Wow. Well, yeah, there you go. You should watch it. On some Disney Plus.
Oh, lovely. My recommendation today is actually a meal. Oh, I love this meal.
Go on.
A piece of salmon.
Yeah.
Cauliflower cheese.
Shock.
And some sweet potato chips.
Nice.
Emily knows I like this meal because I've said it a lot.
Yeah, you haven't had it in a while, though.
I had it the other night for the first time in ages.
Nice.
Wow. Incredible.
That's really lovely.
I think if you don't like cauliflower cheese, you can swap out for something else. Or chicken Kiev sometimes is nice instead of salmon.
Yeah.
But it's such an enjoyable meal to eat. It's lovely. Yeah. I really am a fan. Yeah.
Nice. I like that.
Thank you.
My dumb moment, I had a brainstorm of another one, but I forgot it, so I'm going to go back to the original. I was driving with my sister the other day, and she began quizzing me on the names of family friends. And I realised how shocking my memory... I thought she was going to come in then. How shocking my memory is of family friends. And I would like to reach my dumb moment out to ask if anybody else has this issue. I have no recollection of names of anybody but my direct family. Mum's cousin? Don't know. Neighbour? Don't know. Honestly... I couldn't tell you anybody except my mum, dad, sister, aunties, cousins. Anything further than that, I've got no idea. They'll try and quiz me and be like, who is Uncle Jeremy's daughter? No idea. Don't know. Johnny? Like, yeah. I just got no clue. But she was particularly perturbed by it this week because I didn't know the name of about 7 people and she was quite shocked by how bad it was. So I'd like to extend my dumb moment out to ask if anybody else has had a similar dumb moment.
I'm trying to think. I don't know which I'm best with, names or faces. I think I'm better with faces than names.
Yeah, me too.
Like, especially at work, you know, if you see someone a lot, I can't remember their name.
Yeah. But I recognise them. But yeah, I know you. But don't
especially
know
because I find that, you know, when you meet someone once, they tell you their name.
Yeah.
And you don't hear it. And you say, what? They tell you again. But you still don't hear it. And I can't ask you a third time what your name is.
Yeah.
So often I will go to my manager and be like, sorry, who is this person?
Who is that man?
And I will describe them. And they'll be like, oh, that's obviously. And you're like, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. Should have known. Sorry.
Thank you. My dumb moment is that I'm jumpy.
Oh.
All days, every day, I jump. The other day, I went to... So my office is 2 floors, and they have a coffee room on each floor. And the downstairs coffee room, one of the machines was being worked on. So there was a 5-person deep queue for the other coffee machine.
Oh, hell.
I was kind of like, oh, I don't really want to wait in the queue. So I ran upstairs to the other one, and I rounded the corner into the coffee room. There was a man walking towards me. I screamed.
I thought you meant like physically jumping.
No, like jumping out of my skin.
Okay.
He walked towards, I didn't see him and he like kind of walked towards me and I went, ah! He kind of like brushed it off and was like, huh. I was stood there like, heart on my chest. I was like, God, that was like, what?
That's
my
funny.
Heart was pounding. And there was a woman behind him and she was like, are you okay? I was like, yeah, I'm just scared. And today as well, walked out the toilet at work. There's a woman stood there. She clearly heard me come in. I didn't hear her. And I went, whoa! It pisses me off so much because you're like, am I jumpy?
You just can't stop yourself
I'm
there.
Just jumpy, but it's so frustrating, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, well, we live and we learn.
Yeah.
Okay, my song of the week is Bluest Flame by Selena Gomez. I forced Eliza to listen to the new Selena Gomez album yesterday. Yeah, yesterday. Last night, in fact. And that is my fave song at the minute. It's all over my TikTok. It's the and I wanna go and say I'm in the blues.
Oh, thing. Is that that one?
Yeah. It's quite boppy, I would say. But I'm quite enjoying it. I'm quite enjoying the whole album, actually. Would recommend.
Nice. You know what? I'm not going to lie, ladies and gents. I've been in the lull with my music recently.
Really? Nothing new?
I can't really decide what to put on.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I hear that.
I have
I
been
that.
Quite liking that Ordinary song by Alex Warren.
Oh, yeah, good one.
Just to have
you know,
on
he's
repeat.
He's in Manchester tomorrow.
Maybe
yeah.
We should go see him.
Yeah.
Just to like have on repeat when you're getting ready for bed. But it's like, because I quite like listening to the Daylist. Sometimes the Spotify Daylist just has like music that I'm not in the mood for.
Yeah.
And then I wanted to listen to the 1975 on the way home, but I didn't want to quite commit to the 1975 playlist.
Yeah.
So I had on an indie mix, which was quite nice.
But just not hitting the spot.
Yeah.
Fair enough, fair enough. I hope you find your groove with that.
Me too.
I really do.
Me too.
And that was our words.
Hell yeah.
Nice and short and sweet. How
yeah,
long was
11
it?
Minutes.
Wow. We normally ramble on this part.
I feel like we're a bit sluggish today.
Yeah, we've had a bit of a sluggish couple of days, haven't we?
I felt very lethargic today. But I do actually have a quiz question for
lethargic,
you.
Lethargic, what a word.
Yeah, isn't it? You know what word I heard the other day? Mucus.
Oh, I don't like that word.
I heard one of the other managers who sits near us. He went, oh, such and such isn't coming in. They've just like messaged me, still full of mucus. Don't tell people you're full
I'm
of
sorry,
mucus.
Sorry, yeah, if you're ill and you told me you were full of mucus, I think I'd cry. I don't need to know that much information.
I would just want to be like,
I've just got a THX. Cold.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm not coming so, in.
How long do you think it takes a camel to drink 200 liters
of this in the in our shared notes, and I thought, wonder where she's going with
because
this.
This lady at work, we were talking about like how long it takes us to drink water and stuff like this. We're like, I wonder how long it drinks this takes this animal, and yeah, so how long do you
well,
think
well, a
it
camel
takes camel to
drink retains
200 liters of water.
Okay. A camel retains water in its humps.
Yes, it does.
It? So, are we saying drink?
Drink.
Okay.
How long does it take
so
them
they can
to drink?
Hold quite a lot of water.
Yeah.
So I think it's quite speedy. So I'm going to go with, 200 litres is quite a lot. 24 hours.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. You are joking.
24 hours. I said 45 minutes and I was far away. 24 hours. You've been there drinking non-stop for 24 hours.
200 liters.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry, but 200 liters.
Yeah, I know.
That's 100 liters in half a day.
Yeah, you know what? I was speaking to one of the managers at work, and he went, my car's 50 liter engine, and it takes, I don't know. He said it takes like 32 minutes to fill up this amount of engine. He was like, I'm gonna say. 30 minutes. 3 minutes. I went, that's exactly 3 minutes. He went,
What a psychopath. A psychopath thinks about it logically.
I know.
Surely it's a stab in the dark.
45 minutes. Yeah. 24 hours. Can't
24 hours.
That.
Clearly a stab in the dark.
Clearly.
I don't know who I thought I was guessing that, but that was a fun quiz question. Maybe we should have
you.
A quiz question every
that
episode.
That would be fun.
Yeah.
You know what also I've just seen in the notes?
Go on.
I saw this really lovely TikTok yesterday. TikTok yesterday afternoon. And it was this woman. And it was like little different clips of, it was like her in the mirror. And she was like, whenever you criticise yourself.
Sorry.
Emily just yawned. She's got her blue light glasses on. She looked at me. Pulled her glasses down and went,
Sorry. Go on, hit me.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I will forgive. I won't forget.
You won't forget.
Next time you speak, I will yawn.
Don't be sorry, do better.
Yeah. Our friend Grace always says that. Don't be sorry, just do better. Sometimes I say that to people and they think I'm being serious. Like, joking, sorry. No. So, and she was saying, how can you criticize yourself? And then she had loads of little clips of like her family members. And it was like, you are a mosaic of all that I've loved before you.
Oh,
which I thought was really sweet.
How lovely.
And I also thought it's like in your personality. You know, when like I find that I do it, like you take out little bits from your friends and stuff like that. So you're a mosaic of everyone you love.
Yes.
But I was saying to Emily, I've picked up, because Emily does this hand gesture quite a lot.
Oh, yeah.
It's like I can't really describe it. It's like you spread your hands out, put them like a cone, and you just like circle.
I like draw a circle with all my fingers.
Yeah. And it's all in the wrist. You kind of go like that. You have to move your arm. I have started doing it so often.
Apologies.
It's okay. I've always been a hand talker, but it's when you're like, you're on the phone at work or you're in a meeting and no one can really see you. So you're doing all these hand gestures to point to things.
Yeah.
And nobody can see apart from you.
Yeah, I do hate doing that sometimes. Yeah, it's just this thing here. And then like, what are you looking at? I'm sorry.
We were on the phone.
Yeah, let me just share my screen a second. Yeah. Anyway.
We thought we would talk about imposter syndrome a little bit.
We did.
You know, actually, side note, why did it work today?
Go on.
So, we all know I did GCSE Spanish.
Do we all know that?
Well, you do know. I did GCSE Spanish. And I've also been keeping up with my Duolingo. However, I haven't been on Duolingo in 61 days.
Bloody hell.
So I don't think you can really call me a Duolingoer anymore.
No.
And anyway, there was a guy who I spoke to at work today, and he wanted to speak in Spanish, but I don't really speak Spanish.
No.
And he didn't speak a word of English. So you know what I said? Yo no habla español. Yeah,
what
I spoke Spanish.
Mean?
I don't speak Spanish.
Wow.
I was like, then I said, do you have a telephone number in Spanish? And he was like, see. He was like, do you want me to say the number in English? I was like, yes, please. And
wow.
He said that in English. I was like, yes, please. So yeah, spoke Spanish.
What do you have a telephone number?
I wasn't really sure if it was actually correct. I kind of just waved.
Yeah.
¿Tú tienes un nombre de teléfono?
Sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, do you have a telephone number? I don't think it's quite correct, but it was
just the job. He knew what you meant.
He gets the gist, yeah. He gets the gist.
What thing?
So yeah, we thought we'd talk about imposter syndrome because I was speaking to somebody at work. They were saying how women get it more than men.
Yes.
Thought it was an interesting
You thought it was interesting, shared with me, and I thought it was interesting too.
Yeah.
No, you sparked this conversation,
yeah.
Didn't you? But
because I think it's something to do with women are more likely to doubt themselves. Tell us the statistic you told me.
Yes. So I can't remember where I heard this. Did I say it was a Grace Beverly podcast? It might
potentially
have been. Anyway, sorry if I've misquoted someone. But it was that if somebody is looking at a job application and they are 60% qualified, if you are a man, you will think, pretty good, I'll apply. If you're a woman, you won't apply. So women are less inclined to kind of shoot above what they're qualified for and say, I've got most of those, I'll have a go.
Yeah.
They'll doubt themselves and say, I haven't got all of those, so I can't do that job. Whereas a man would most likely look at that and say, I've got most of those, I'll give it a go. And it's kind of on the same wavelength as we don't think that we can do things sometimes just because we're missing a couple of aspects, even though we've got majority of them. When most of the time, you'll just learn them anyway. You don't need all of them. Sometimes they're just requests.
Yeah. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the male ego, honestly.
Yeah.
Sorry, males.
No, I don't know either. Maybe we should do some further research on this.
Maybe we should circle back on that one.
Yeah.
We were also talking about how I was listening to a Grace Beverly podcast. And they were saying about how most of medical research is all based around men.
Yes. And then I was doing some uni work the other day, and it was about consumer behaviour trends through different life stages. Mm. Fun fact, that's what I'm learning about at the moment. Mm. And the key piece of research that we were given to look into, it's from the 70s, but it was all about men. As I was reading through it, it was like, and he did this, and then when he did this, and talking about the consumer as a generalization, as in the consumer, he did this. And I'm just thinking, hang on a minute, does this mean that all this information is based on men? There's no women in the average consumer or the average earner. I thought it was quite interesting, and it really made me think.
I agree.
It's a bit crazy, but I think it's getting better now, but it's still nowhere near where it should be.
Yeah, I think if you were starting a medical study today, you would potentially have half male, half female, I would hope. But I don't know if it's because female bodies are slightly, they're a bit more complicated than the male.
Well, one more thing that I heard about this, somebody said if men got periods, the problem would be solved by now.
Oh, 100%.
If it was, yeah, which is crazy and probably quite true. There's no way that people would be struggling every month, and have very limited options to solutions or help if it was a man's problem.
100%. Sorry, males, just the way it is. I do agree. And it is like, it's just really odd, like the fact, yeah.
So despite all the differences, we were talking about imposter syndrome.
Yes.
And
It's an odd concept, isn't it? Because it's like in work, for example, like I know we've both said before that we've had it, and you kind of think and you're like, God, I shouldn't be here, like this feels weird, or too young to be in this meeting, like everyone else is over 10, 20 years older than me, or I shouldn't be here, this or that, blah, blah. But you're like, actually, I was chosen to be here, like I did earn a place here. I wasn't sure an apprenticeship or at uni or doing some kind of job that you kind of didn't think you'd get, but you've got. So, well, I applied to be here, like I was chosen. So, even if I don't think I belong to be here, that manager does. And that, like, they all think I belong to be here, otherwise they wouldn't have me here. So, I do belong to be here, but I need to just keep telling myself that.
And I've worked really hard to get here as well. It's quite an interesting one because I think there's so many different aspects of it as well. Like for us, our some of the factors for us is age. You'll look around and be like, God, I'm too young to be here. You'll be like, God, there's all men in this room and I'm a woman. You'll be like, God, I have no experience. I'm an apprentice. There's loads of different factors that can all individually feel like you shouldn't be there. But then when they're all combined, it's like 10 times worse. But you've really just got a little bit of every one of them, and all together, you've actually still earned your place in that room despite any kind of factor. But I think it's very difficult to deal with, particularly when you're younger.
Yeah, I think because age comes in a large aspect of a lot of things. I've experienced that, like, kind of your age is always something that people will turn to in some aspects. Just a bit harsh because if I was 40, it wouldn't be an issue.
And you're still doing the job exactly the same as the 40-year-old sat next to
If not
you.
better, yeah.
It is so frustrating sometimes. And sometimes the people will make a joke out of it as well. Like, God, you wouldn't get
Yeah.
that. You know, you're too young. And you just think, just like
Why don't you
pointing
say
it.
you're too old? Like,
You would never pick on an older person's age. Like, I wouldn't look at the person opposite me who's like 40 and think, God, you know, you're too old. You wouldn't know what I'm talking about. It's rude.
Yeah, it is really rude. I always hate it when people are like, do you even know what a DVD is? And you're like, what? Like, or sometimes, like, if someone's like, oh, God, I last went there in 2004, and you're like, that was the year I was born. Like, and it's just stuff like that, you're like, oh, come on.
And it just internalizes it even more that it pushes you away from the seriousness of the conversation that's going on. It's like, God, they think that I'm young. And that sticks with you if they keep bringing it up and up and up.
They're kind of like pushing you down and down the ladder.
So, 21 out there, please don't comment on people's age. It's not
Please
funny.
don't tell me I look younger or I'm young. I'm not laughing.
I'm still here, you know. What do you want me to do? Go and hide in a corner for another 10 years and then come back and try again?
Come back when I'm 30 and I'll be like, wow, you're really old now. Thanks. Yeah, I know.
There is no middle.
You can't please everyone.
No.
I'm excited for this sunny weather though, 20 degrees next
Yes,
week.
it's going to be
I
glorious.
know.
We were on a walk on Tuesday. No, it was yesterday. God, I'm getting so confused with my days. And I was walking towards Eliza's office, and this lady walked past me and was like, "It is a glorious day to be alive." And I saw somebody happy about the sun.
They say that to someone they were walking
Yes,
with.
not to me. There was her two people walking, and this lady looked at them and just went, "It is a glorious day to be alive." And
That
I was
sounds
like,
something we would say.
But she would just like had a hop in a step as well, skipping a step. What do you say?
Yeah,
Skipping a
hopping a
step.
step, yeah. She So look, it was a lovely day. Today it was a bit windy.
Yeah, it was a bit. Yeah, did you go for a walk at lunchtime?
Yeah, I saw Millie, and it was mucho windy.
Yeah,
really windy. Millie got a bit windswept. She had no jacket on.
Yeah,
she was very cold. But at least it was sunny. But it was only 7 degrees.
Yeah, but at least it was sunny, so yeah, it wasn't too bad.
Exactly. Next week it's gonna be super warm. I don't know. You know, women only got put in the medical tests when they were like in the '90s.
Yes, again, adding to a lot of health problems for women, isn't it?
It is odd how they've never solved periods.
Yeah.
Sorry, what were you going to say?
I've just got a quick list of things here for tips for imposter syndrome.
Ooh.
Should I read a couple out?
Yeah.
For, I feel like it's been quite a relevant conversation for us, not just this week, but on and off throughout our jobs. And we'll speak to, like, we saw two other girls last night. Well, you've met Leah, actually, and Millie, who are also apprentices, and they were saying similar experiences of sometimes people just won't take you seriously. And it definitely contributes to it. So let's give some tips, maybe, because I think it's more common than you think.
Mm.
Okay. Recognize it. Acknowledge that imposter syndrome is common. Oh my God, that's what I just said. That's funny. God, I'm better than ChatGPT. Even highly successful people experience it. Here's to that. Reframe your thoughts. Instead of thinking, I don't belong here, reframe it as, I'm learning and growing like everyone else.
Nice.
I like that one. That's nice. Keep a success journal. Write down your accomplishments, positive feedback, and moments of progress. Revisit them when self-doubt creeps in. Are you a journaler?
Used to be, but I'm not really anymore.
No, I've dabbled in it, but it's never something that's stuck.
No, I don't really know how people journal their every day.
No.
I used to journal on specific days or like days when I felt like I needed to.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's as I've gotten older or... like, I've got better at dealing with my emotions as well. Yeah. I've stopped it.
Yeah, I would love to hear more about journaling.
I love people who do write a diary every day for years. I remember once when I was in girl guiding, one of the guides, she had to, like, bring something in. She brought in, like, 3 10-year journals.
Wow.
And they were, like, thick. And she was like, I've written in one of these every day before I went to bed. For the past 30 years.
Bloody hell.
She was like they've got the birth of my daughter in, my marriage, everything.
Wow. Like,
wow.
That is very impressive.
Isn't it?
So if that's your vibe, keep a journal. Yeah. Talk about it. Sharing your feelings with a trusted friend, mentor or therapist can help you gain perspective. Mm. You can talk to us. We're talking about it. We can fit onto that list as well.
Send us a DM.
Yeah, hang on. I'm only halfway through. I'll read a couple more. Stop comparing. Everyone's journey is different. Focus on your progress rather than measuring yourself against others. I feel like that's something we spoke about before.
It's all about everyone's on their own path.
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't project yourself and be like... because I think that's so easy to do.
Yeah.
When you see someone else and you're like... like, we're the same age, but they're doing that. Or like,
yeah.
Whereas even like, if you look at someone else and you're like, they're 10 years older than me and they're doing that.
Yeah.
And I'm nowhere close to that.
Yeah.
But it's like, equally, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like, you will all end up in a place where you're happy and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Because one day we're all going to be retired.
Exactly.
We're all going to end up at the golf club.
And realistically, we're all just specks of dust on a floating rock. Like,
yeah,
you just got to be happy with what you're doing. It doesn't matter what you're doing. I'll pick one more because there's about 4 more, but I won't run a super mom. Challenge perfectionism. You don't have to be perfect to be competent. Aim for progress, not perfection.
That's nice.
That's quite nice. And I think sometimes just talking about it is quite helpful and just realizing that you're not the only person who's doing it. And sometimes you don't even realize that you have imposter syndrome. Sometimes you just think, God, like, am I doing the wrong thing? I don't know what I'm doing. I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
And just recognizing that that's what's going on and that you're not the only person who's feeling that way is the first step.
100%. Because equally, you might be like, oh, I'm the only one feeling this way, but you don't know what's going on in everyone else's mind.
Yeah.
So... the person sat next to you or your friend over there might be thinking the exact same thing, but you're just not talking about it.
Yeah.
But I think talking about any problem is a problem. A problem shared is a problem halved.
Lovely.
So any struggle you're having, you should always talk to someone.
Yeah.
God, I'm so lethargic. This
preach, yes. So lethargic. Tired. What a word. I think we call it on that. Problem shared is a problem halved.
I hope you all have a lovely rested weekend.
Yeah.
No more lethargic on Monday.
It is giving weekend of rest.
Yes. Well, ta-da! Hope you all have a lovely weekend.
Keep surviving, guys.
Bye. Bye. Oh.